Okay.
Insights into the Daf. Insights into the Daf, the last Daf we did from Daf Shavua.
Okay. All right, we're holding at Thursday night, Ches Teves, Tavshin Ayin Zayin, January 5th. The night that the Torah was translated into 70 different Lashonos. Or the day that the Torah was translated into 70 different Lashonos. It's one of the reasons why we'll be fasting, unfortunately, on Sunday. We won't be speaking about that, but the little topic that we're going to be doing is going to be a little out there based on the Daf, but we will be coming back a little bit. The Daf has been speaking mostly about Trumos and Maestros, and specifically the Halacha, about what happens if a person could be Molo Melilos, take, you know, little beans and, like, you know, grind them out of their husk with their finger, whether it could be done on Shabbos and Yontif or not. The Gemara paskins that you could do it, and then gets into a whole situation about why could you, because it comes into a situation of, or comes into the question of, taking off Trumos and Maestros on Yontif. Shaila that I wanted to mention, though, was a case that was brought down in the Shailas and Shuvos, I believe it was the Shailas and Shuvos Meshiv Davar, where there was a Rav who actually came and here was the following case. There was a baby that was born, Bein HaShmashos, on Erev Shabbos. Just make sure I got this over here, right? It was known as Bein HaShmashos, Erev Shabbos, was after Shkia, and this Rav said that he should be the bris. Normally, what we would say normally to do is a baby's born Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashos, so Erev Bein HaShmashos is, you know, we consider it to be Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. So, you're not going to do the bris on Shabbos because, again, the only time we do a bris on Shabbos is because when it says, is Yom HaShmini Vada, the Torah says by Yom HaShmini, that's the only way that a bris is Docha Shabbos. So, generally, we give the bris in a situation like that, we're going to do it on Sunday. This Rav actually went ahead and paskin that you can go ahead and give the bris on Friday, and what's the reason? So, quoted the Tosefta in Megillah, which says that babies born being the Shmashos were ma'acher or not makdim. Why? Because after Shmona is a mitzvah. Toch Shmona is not a mitzvah. Ah, but the Rav asked, wait a second. But over here, what's going to happen? If you wait past Shabbos and go on to Sunday, you miss the possibility of doing a milah b'yom hashmini, and you totally knock out that mitzvah. Ah, what about doing the bris earlier? So, quotes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, in Simon Reish Samach Beis, it says, brings the case that says, Avu Ramah b'layla tzarech lachzor lahatif menu dam bris. That if somebody went into the bris at night, he has to go back and they have to make a little bit of incision to have a little blood. But, malu toches uvayom yatza. But if a person did the bris within 8 days, and at least it was daytime, so then he was yotze. So this Rav went and said that, hey, listen, you know what? Saying that the bris should be on Sunday, you lose out because you miss the possibility of doing bris bisman b'yom hashmini. If you're going to do it on Friday, maybe it was a little bit earlier. Well, I have the Ramah to rely on. The Ramah comes and says, alu besoch, malu besoch, ches uviyom yotze. So, that was the lumdus of the Rav. However, they went and said that the Mish of Dover said this is not a good idea, and that the Rav was incorrect in his reasoning. And why is that? It says that, you know, when the Ramah says Vayom Yatza, means that he doesn't have to go ahead and do Dam Bris anymore. It's not that he was Mekayim necessarily the mitzvah Mila. But meaning the baby's not going to get karis, but you're not getting the meal over here. The reason why they don't have to do dam bris anymore is because you know what happens when you cut off the orla. There's no more orla. There's nothing left to go ahead and do. So that's why. But really, you do a mitzvah earlier, it's not going to work. You do a mitzvah before this man, it's not going to work. And they actually bring down a case that's brought down and quoted in the Truva of Rashba.
It says to do it on Sunday. Then.
Says to do it on Sunday. Yeah, and I think that's a general practice of what you do. They also quote a Truva of the Rashba, which says that if somebody went ahead and had to perform a bris earlier, within 8 days, for sakana purposes, let's say. So it says, it doesn't make a difference. You can get a Jew, you can get a guy, even though we normally do not say that a guy can't do mila. One of the reasons is brought down, the reason why we'd have, like, you know, a woman doesn't do mila is because himol yimol, hamal yimol, which is what the Gemara darshins out. So normally we don't have a guy do a milah. A guy does a milah, it's not going to be kosher. But to say that, you know, anything before Shmona, it's nothing. Because when you have a certain time constraint to do something, and you do it earlier, it's not going to count. Where do we see this from our Gemara? Because they actually bring down a raya from our Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. So the answer of our Gemara is a case which comes down a little bit towards the bottom of Yud Gimel. And the Yud Gimel brings down the following case. It brings a braisa which says, Mishu chavile tilson shel tevel. The person had these little bundles of tilson, which if it translated as fenugreek, which was tevel, hareza kosei shemachashi et kama zera yesh behem, umafrish al zera, veinu mafrish al eitz. So it says that what? That you have to, you chop them up a little bit, and you figure out how much seeds are there, you know, and then you approximate and you take off trumos from this. So it says over here, so my love tevel tvul shel truma. Right? So this is, and we're talking about tevel of truma. So the Gemara says, no, it's tevel of truma of meiser. Trumas meiser. And what's this tevel of trumas meiser? Uchad Rabbi Yavoh, Amar Rishim, Amin Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Amar Rishim, Amin Lakish. Meiser Rishon Shehekdimu Bashibolim. What happens? We know there's a certain order that says that you give truma to the kohen and then you give meiser to the levi. What happens when something is when it's a shibolim, when it's already, you know, been cut and it's already in stalks, but they haven't done what they call miruach akri, haven't done, you know, the complete gemar malach. And what does the levi do? The levi runs to the goren, whether he's hungry, whether he's impulsive, or whatever it does, and he goes ahead and grabs it and says, ah, I'm taking off my meiser. So the levi, of course, has to take off trumas meiser from this because that's the halacha. But what about you having to take off truma for the kohen? So the Gemara, the Brisa that they bring down says, "Demar Yavam Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Meiser Rishon Shektiva B'Shibolim, Shemo Tovel L'Trumas Meiser." It becomes Tevel for Trumas Meiser, but it does not become Tevel for Truma itself, and that grain does not have to be given off as Tevel. Why is this? So we bring down that there's a pasuk which says later on, "V'Dachshav Lachem Trumas Chem." Shtei trumos akasu medaber, truma gedola and trumas meiser. So we point out over here that the Gemara points out, and this was the raya that they give, is that, actually I'm sorry, the pasuk is a little bit later on, I'm sorry. It says, V'rimosu menu amitrumas Hashem meiser min ha-meiser, meiser min ha-meiser martilach v'lo truma gedola trumas meiser min ha-meiser. That tells you that if a situation comes where they start off with meiser and they skip the step, and you have meiser, so then you don't have to take truma on that meiser. The only thing the levi has to do is to take off truma's meiser. The fact is that the Gemara had to bring a special pasuk over here. Why does the Gemara have to bring a special pasuk over here? Because normally when you have something, the mitzvah gives a certain time or a certain specification. Like for example, let's say we would think, you know, with milah, it's got to be on the 8th day. Then it has to be on the 8th day. One might think that in our situation where a person went ahead and went against the order. It's true that we bring down, Rashi brings down, that you're over a lav, which says, you shouldn't mix up the order. So one might think, okay, fine, you mix up the order, but something's not going to count. Comes the pasuk and says, it is going to count. They later bring down also that if the levi went ahead and took stalks of fermeiser when it was still, you know, before it was a cut, then he hasn't done anything. Meaning it has to be a situation where it is potentially chayiv in meiser, potentially chayiv in truma. So this is the exception. But other cases where you have a mitzvah with a certain time, you do something early, it's not going to be counted.